You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. An instrument not frequently heard in the jazz world, banjo player Bella Fleck and his group The Flecktones from their album Live at the Quick, the track Lover's Leap, Victor Wooten on the bass, and a track featuring Pans player Andy Narell. Music just being released now off of Blue Note Records before that. Third release from composer and drummer Jonathan Blake off his album My Life Matters. We heard Last Breath featuring pianist Fabian Almazan and vibes player Jalen Baker. And the set started with music from singer Kurt Elling off his album Passion World, Si Te Contara, a track featuring Gary Versace on the accordion.
Told me what? That I was right out of my head, the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than live. I didn't listen to his
jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment,
yeah,
but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts.
Nuts.
No more ifs or ands or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now, do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all looked at Graham Bell. They all looked at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, though, to let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top. This chick is twisted. What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor,
yeah,
I think that it's you instead, 'cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, 'cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
Thank you. Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. The mountains ranging from Mexico into southeastern Arizona are home to some delightful species of birds. Here's one, the Arizona woodpecker. Found in the Sierra Madre Occidental Mountain Range in Mexico, their habitats stretch north into smaller ranges like the Chiricahuas and Huachucas in the U.S. They share the mid-elevation pines and oaks with other border straddlers, like elegant trogons and blue-throated hummingbirds. Arizona woodpeckers are brown overall, with a white and brown cheek and heavily marked white underparts, unlike the black and white plumages typical of other North American woodpeckers. These small woodpeckers forage by flying to the base of a tree and then spiraling up the trunk. As a male carves out a nest cavity, he gives the female a progress report with a gliding flight display. In this quirky courtship behavior, the male turns himself into a paper airplane, holding his wings steady and gliding towards his mate. He taps on the nest tree to show off the excavation.